Welcome back, everybody, to Shadowrun Bug City Blues, where we follow a group of runners as they get in way over their heads out in the streets of Chicago. Inspecting her firearms, we have Pancetta, played by Alex.
I have a really nice pistol, but I think I'm going to keep it holstered for now.
Securing a bat to his back, we have Lester Moore, played by Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm here to whoop something.
Dealing with one hell of a headache, we have the drained River Bear, played by Clinton.
Oh, yes, I'm weak today. The magic is not strong with me here.
Jonesing for more of Pancetta's pocket candy, we have Lockdown, played by Nathan.
I am not addicted yet. Maybe one or two more tries, but I'm good for now.
She's killed before, and she'll kill again. It's Moira, played by Nicole.
Hey, everybody.
We're coming to you live from the back of the Community Hustle van. When we last left our gang of ne'er-do-wells, they were moving into their new digs, nestled in the safety of Dan Johnson's Goose Island. From there, the group was introduced to one Matthew Pascapore. He tells the gang that he has work for them, investigating a call for help sent from an associate nearby in Ghoultown. After meeting with Dante the Farmer, a ghoul who seems sympathetic to the cause of Haven Brewery, the players have been given a mission to taste the trail while it's still warm. Dante tells of a colleague who goes by the name of Weaver. Your mission is to see if you could find out what's happened to the group, and Dante's willing to pay a premium to ensure that his colleagues make it back safe. We return now to our Shadowrunners. What do you do?
All right, friends. We're going to send Mo and Pancetta out on the left-hand side up the side street, right? Nice and sneaky?
Yep.
I just need to check something real quick, and I'm going to pull up. You guys can't see it because it's in my skull. I'm going to pull up my comlink and I'm going to start fiddling with some settings. And then you guys are going to see my camo pattern on my tack vest and clothing change to a splitter camo to accommodate the landscape we're about to invade.
Awesome.
I thought you were checking your stacks or something.
Okay. I don't see anybody, but be careful in there. And we might not be here when you get out. So have fun.
That's not reassuring at all.
Before we go, the current spells I have active running are invisibility currently.
Yep.
All right, I'm ready to go.
I believe the backdoor people need to go first. And then, because yep. If something happens, then I'll be the distraction for them. So give it like a 10-minute delay, 15-minute delay.
Give them well, that's a long time.
Might not need it at all, you never know.
Right, let them work first, I agree.
Okay.
But I as a character, I am inclined to... I won't be able to wait forever because there's people in trouble and I just can't wait.
I know your foot is a-tapping.
They need me.
The thing is you don't have any cyberware, so we're going to need to have to probably relay everything.
Yeah, through the comms.
I got a sub-vocal mic. Yeah, we figured all that out.
But do you have ImageLink on your comm link? Are you able to watch through our eyes?
I think he's only got a burner, like a
radio. Yeah, I do not have... that capability.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, you're not going to know if we get in trouble right away visually. It's going to be more of an audible thing.
Well, you just need to tell me if you're in trouble. Give me a safety word.
This is the difference of Pancetta, who's used to a corporate environment, to Lester, who's gotten adjusted to the streets.
Yeah.
Okay, the we're in trouble code is banana hammock.
Banana hammock.
That sounds inappropriate.
That's the point.
All right, I could armor Lester up.
Yeah, you could do that.
With an armor spell. Okay, so magic. I got 12 of those dice. I'll do 4 hits.
So that's going to add 4 to my DR?
What it does is magic fills the body of the target, hardening it and making it better to roll sorcery plus magic, which I did, add the net hits to the target's defense rating. So that's
4.
4 to your defense rating.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Lester Moore's skin gets almost to the same consistency of, like, the concrete that you're driving on. Like, these thick, dark cracks forming in through it.
I think it's time to clobber.
I hope so.
'Tis the clobbering hour.
All right, so that's my second spell now. That'll do. I want to keep the last one available to see what's happening.
I'll flex in, like, the side mirror.
All right.
And be like, yeah!
Willpower plus charisma. Got 9 dice pool, 3 hits. The drain is 4, so I take 1 damage.
1 box of stun.
Another box of stun. That's okay.
The headache gets a little worse. Yep.
Ooh.
Blood is now coming from my ears.
I think the camera then leans into the community hustle van, and Mo and Pancetta jump out from the back. You start walking across the street. There are not like intentional barricades. It looks like it's more just debris and refuse that is over the time collected to the boundaries of this building. As you approach, the first thing that you can notice is that there are 2 goons in the front who look like they are patrolling pumping stations that have long since become obsolete or otherwise defunct, inoperable. Thanks to the watchful eye of your Decker, you also know that there's at least 2 more of these guys who look like they are hiding, waiting to strike inside of the place. It looks like it has been ransacked, graffitied upon. There's probably a better word for that.
Vandalized.
It's been vandalized, broken glass, cars that have just broken down. People have taken any useful parts and gone with it. That was probably the people last week, actually.
Missing people posters.
All right. Can I use some visual perception to see if there might be a decent place to start from cover and then sneak our way in from there?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a perception roll for that visual as you get an overview walking approach.
Can I add a +1 to that dice pool for my vision enhancement augmentation?
I insist.
Thank you. And out of 9 die, I got 5 hits.
Dang.
Yeah.
Your infiltration expertise kicks in and you start seeing paths wherein you could snake in. There are a couple of breaches here that look like they're going to be longer than others. So your thoughts are the path of shortest distance is the path of most success. You could get to where from you and Mo currently are to a nearby car in like 2.5 meters. It's very close. From that car to the closest pumping station is about 10 meters. So
while you're doing this, I am just going to wonder, are there any lights in the front here showing, lighting up this area in front that I might be able to turn off?
Yeah, absolutely. The place does have lighting in it. It's like that shitty, not cellophane, holophane lighting. The ones that flicker really poorly and make your eyes get eye strain easily.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fluorescent.
Fluorescent is the word I'm looking for.
I wish I infiltrated that well. I mostly just barge in.
I'm going to reboot the device. It'll take a bit for the lights come back on, so you'll have at least a few seconds to get through there.
Thanks.
Ah, nice.
Perfect.
2 hits.
I think it's probably our best bet. Oh, so we can kind of hide behind that big vehicle over there?
Yes. And I feel if we're sneaking a more indirect route is a better option.
I'm really liking the idea of maybe a distraction.
Every little bit will help.
What do you think? How are you going to keep their attention on you without them just shooting you?
My original plan involved them not being outside.
Right.
But
I know that, but...
But I think I'll probably just walk up and I'll probably just start blasting, to be honest. I'm probably going to come up and say, you've got some people in there and I'm here to extract them.
So intimidating presence then, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to ask for a cup of gas to get close.
Intimidating presence is an edge action that you can use.
Strength. Okay. Increase attribute strength. Can I cast this now?
You don't have to use it. It's just a suggestion. And the reason I posted it is because it's not in the main rule book. It's in one of the other rule books. So you guys might not even know that you have the option to use it. That's why I posted it.
Yep, I didn't realize this was a thing.
Plus, if you get into scraps, having good strength.
Never a bad idea. It always hurts.
Yep.
It always
hurts to be strong.
It definitely hurts someone.
GM, is that cool for me to cast this spell now?
Yes, to answer the questions. Riverbear, you are free to cast this on Lester. Lester, you are free to do this so long as you have the edge to do it.
Increase attribute.
As far as I'm concerned, everyone but Mo and Pancetta is still inside of the community hustle van.
Yeah.
The strength of the bear fills you. I get 4 hits with my 12 dice pool. So I'll roll drain. Rolled a 2, so I take another point of damage.
Oof.
Another point of stun, yes.
Yeah. I got 4 more boxes to go.
The only one that matters is the last one.
Yep.
Do you have any stim patches?
It won't work. All of this is magic damage. I cannot heal it.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, that's it. So I'm kind of tapped out. I'm not going to be entering into combat or anything.
Riverbeard reclines, lays down in the bed of the back of the bulldog.
Yeah.
It's time to take a nap.
You know, you should be able to handle these guys by hitting them in the head with a bat or something.
Bonk.
Or just knock their heads together.
Do you have that combat maneuver?
With that, do our stealthiteers want to try to proceed?
Yeah.
How about some stealth rolls as you go to proceed towards these cars?
Well, that was terrible. Out of a dice pool of 11, I only got a single hit.
I got, out of dice pool of 8, I got 5 hits.
Do you have edge you would want to spend, Pancetta? Moira, that's a pretty fantastic
role. I think that's probably going to be a good idea.
I can't make you do it, but I can recommend it.
I may want to use 4 edge here, because the only hit I got was a 6, and this might give me an opportunity to keep going, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 ones out of 11 dice pool. Does your adaptive armor give you a point of edge to use on this, or does it just give you 1 to the dice pool?
It's 1 to the dice pool.
Which is still pretty good.
Yeah, so it's 4 edge. I think I'll just reroll all of my failed die.
Go for it.
That's probably a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop them up.
Oh my
Unreal.
God.
My.
Whoa. Goodness.
Rerolling 10 dice and you got 0.
I rerolled 10 die and I got 0 hits. I didn't glitch again, so I only have 1 hit.
Let's see how he rolls. Everyone hold on.
Out of 20 die, I only got 1 hit.
Yeah, you're going to step on a rake on your way in.
You guys approach, getting close to this first barricade. It's leaning up against a stoplight that looks like the wiring has all harvested from it. And as you guys approach, Pancetta, what's the pistol that you were just messing around with again?
HKP 60 Tactical.
I think as you're walking up, your HK smacks the side of the scaffolding, like the steel sheet that you're using as a barricade.
It's in a quick draw holster, so that makes sense.
It's not so much that it's loud, it's that it's doing that, like, wobbly, vibrating noise, just like you hit it right in the corner and it's shaking. And as you look over, the goon is looking right at the barricade that you're using to hide. I'm going to have him do a move of 10 meters as he moves closer to investigate. Lester, by all means, if you wanted to jump out now, you can.
I'll keep it quiet for just a minute. I know they're trying to infiltrate, but I will keep an eye on... I will move closer if we're not doing initiative at the present moment. I'll kind of hide behind, let's say, this vehicle.
Looks like that fella in the back really is obscured from the front guy.
I agree. If that guy were to be stealthily incapacitated, he might not even be able to see. I agree with that completely. What convenient placement.
Let's attempt a stealth blow here. So let's see. Here's my stealth, which dice pool of 7. I get 5 hits. I think I'm pretty stealthy.
I'm going to use his perception roll from earlier. He doesn't even look that way.
And I'm going to hit him with the classic bat. We're going to conk his head. What do we got? 5 hits.
That's a good roll. He has rolled some dice and he got 4 hits against Lester's 5. You succeed with 1 net.
Okay.
And then let me ask a question that I might have already asked you guys. 6th edition does not do this, and I think maybe it should, where you add half of your strength to physical damage.
Rounded up or down? I assume down.
Rounded down, yeah. But this would also apply to opponents.
I mean, it makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
If we all think that if that makes sense as much as I do, we'll just go forward with that.
So I would be running with 6 stun.
All right, this goon will then roll body to soak, and he got all of 1 hit.
Oh yeah, I hit hard. I'm a hard hitter.
Typically, they take as much as their rating, and then they're either down or otherwise incapacitated. So you hit this guy right across the noggin.
Made that satisfying clink sound.
It's more of a conk.
And he drops prone. The other person over there goes back to pacing around. He doesn't look like he notices.
It sounds like we're going to keep sneaking.
Yeah.
That he can go loud now.
I think we should avoid that if we can.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So another stealth roll? 3 hits this time out of 8 dice.
I got 2 out of 11. Apparently, this is not my environment.
I think Pancetta wants to go loud.
It sounds like dice are trying to tell me to do that.
Right?
Oh, well.
I do what the dice tell me to.
Mo's doing great.
Well, where can I hide before you go loud? Maybe I could pick people off from the shadows or something.
Well, let's plan on not going loud for as long as we can.
Yeah, I would like to do that even if the dice tell me not.
And as Pancetta and Mo continue to move forward, with 2 hits in her stealth roll, the veteran takes a 10-foot move and he goes, "Hey, what was that?" And he draws his gun and he starts moving closer. He gets about, I think you're like 10 meters away from each other now, when he notices that a camouflage pattern is starting to appear. He goes, "Ah, Drek! Roll initiative.
Yay.
Oh, there it is. 11.
I got to 9.
I got an 8.
11.
Let me see if you guys can see this on the initiative order. Someone should have just popped up. Somebody from inside of the building, as they hear we got infiltrators or whatever, springs up from his cover position. I'm going to have him try as a minor action to get somewhere he can get a better shot and then try to take a shot as a major action. He will go 10 meters.
Hunker's behind that wall, right?
Yeah, he's going in between the wall where like the outer window is and a round island that looks like it one time held like DVDs you could load up onto your comlink or whatever. He is going to, with his pistol, take a shot. Pancetta was the one who made the noise. It's only fair Pancetta's the one who gets shot first.
Can he see her?
Ooh, can he see her? Right. You are currently stealth-immolated.
Right.
I will have him roll perception to see.
And then clearly visible would be Lester.
Yeah, if he can see Lester, he might still hit me.
This person here just rolled 6 hits.
Ooh.
So he is indeed able to see Pancetta.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, yep. No.
Pancetta, well, has a little cover.
Don't worry about me. I've been hit by a car before.
Yeah.
All right. Taking a shot with the Manhunter. Pancetta, what's your armor rating?
My current armor rating is DR10.
We are 20 meters away, so this will be against 8. All right, 8 against 10, no edge rewarded either way. I am rolling a dice pool of 10. I got 5 hits.
Okay. I got 3 hits on 6 die.
So go ahead and soak 6.
4 hits out of 6, and let me review the edge actions real quick here because I think I got a bunch of 2s. Or 5s. I mean, I think I got a bunch of 5s.
It's not a headshot yet.
I don't think it's going to be a headshot at all.
No, I think these guys are going to get some scratches in, and then you're going to smoke them.
Yeah.
I mean, we all get shot every once in a while. It happens to the best of us.
I'm going to go with my roll, which I think I'm going to take a little bit of damage, but not much.
You soak 4 of the 6, you're going to take 2 physical.
Yep, it's not bad.
You've had worse.
I am built tough. Some would say like a brick Dreckhouse.
Like a brick Dreckhouse. Pardon me as I navigate these character sheets. I want an athletics roll.
Took it on the chin.
Show me your athletics.
Another guy who's like in hiding is going to start sprinting towards the outside. 15 plus 3 meters, 18 meters worth of distance. Take cover right behind here. But he will not be able to shoot this turn. He is otherwise occupied. The goon who initiated all of this, I think I'm going to have him do a fallback action. As a minor action, he's going to move 10 meters, getting behind that initial van that he was hiding it behind before. And then he will take a shot. Eeny, meeny, miny. I'm going to go for Pancetta again.
But eeny, meeny, miny, mo would have been so appropriate.
So, 3 hits going out to Pancetta.
5 hits out of 6.
You are fine.
Ooh.
Blam. Now, whatever this is.
Did he glitch? Okay. From the back, I just had him roll to athletics to try to jump over this counter. So he goes to jump over the counter and, like, his leg snags on a piece of, like, steel that's a part of the cooler system under there or whatever.
Yeah, it snags him. Cool.
Everyone point and laugh at him. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha
ha.
Okay.
And then we're on to River Bear. You hear guns being shot outside of the bulldog.
I wish to sense the field.
Dang.
I'm just going to sense through the van, looking around in the area astrally, on the astral plane, to see any magic kinds of things happening. I really can't do anything physically. Casting more spells is going to be difficult. I'm just going to provide information if I can.
Good enough.
Okay, so a sensing roll. I gather up my 6 dice. I'm at -3, should be.
You might have, I think it's built tough or whatever it
is.
Oh,
I do have built tough, yes. So, yes, 3 hits on my sensing.
You take a slow blink, and as you open your eyes, you could see the auras of people just faintly with inside of the bulldog.
Right.
You could see, I'm going to just kind of use my pointer here. You could see, like, all of these goons out here, the ones in front.
Uh-huh.
There are a couple of people in this area. One of them is laying down, and it looks like they are, like, black. Like, they're losing their signal.
Okay, they're sick or dying.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Further inside, you could see if that big one. I'm pretty sure Reetan told you that you thought there was a big troll somewhere in there.
Right. All right. So they're on alert, and there's 1, 2, I count up 4 more enemies?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't know what that is. You don't think that's a humanoid, though.
Okay. There's astral presence.
Yeah. It's something. Like, you could tell it's quadrupedal, but you're not really sure what you're looking at.
Okay.
And it's bright on the astral.
Oh. There might be a magical creature back there. Be careful.
You feel certain of that.
Okay. I can tell lockdown to keep us informed.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I can.
Can you get eyes back into that area where that thing was?
Back here, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of lockdown.
Well, I am going to cut off all the lights.
Probably like a reset device.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
3 hits on 10 die.
I got only 1 hit.
Sweet.
The satisfying sound of the electrical current shutting off all at once. Ka-chunk.
Yep. And then as a minor action, I would like to go and view this camera in the back.
Yep. Jump to the device. Let me reveal that area to you.
I think I had that area revealed last time, but yeah, the giant troll thingy.
Mm-hmm. He'll be coming soon.
I remember him.
And Moira, a fight has broken out. What would you like to do?
Kill again.
Can I maybe tell River Bear to drop the magic on me to spare him some energy? Because I really don't want to, like, lose him during this.
No, it's not a constant burn like that. Now that I've gone through the drain value, it's done. Keeping a hold of it is fine.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah, that's not a danger. So keeping you invisible, in fact, is very, very beneficial.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of the best place to move for cover where I can still kind of help.
Or if you flanked, like sat back here in this square.
And then it'd be flanking this dude?
Yep, he'd never see you coming. You'd also have eyes on this guy if that island in the middle of the store doesn't block you.
Yeah.
But you definitely have a clear shot on that guy.
Can I run that far?
12 and a half meters.
You could, as a major action, sprint 15 plus net hits meters. So, yeah, you could make that there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go here because that gives me some cover, but then I have a little more option as far as line of sight for firing purposes.
As a major action, you swing and slide into place. The goon, who is currently braced right outside of the window, turns his head as the chair that you just moved past awkwardly slides further. Pancetta, you're next in the initiative order.
I have several questions.
lay them at me.
First, if I take a drug that modifies the amount of D6s that I add to my initiative, do I reroll that or do I still have the same initiative?
I always figured you would just roll the extra dice that you get. Like if it adds another 1D6, you would just roll that and add it to the total, and then you also get the minor action still.
Okay, so potentially I would get another minor action at least.
At the very minimum, yeah.
All right. And how many minors do you trade for another major action?
You trade 4 minors for your major.
Okay.
It goes one way, but not the other.
Okay.
That is to say you can't trade 1 major for 4 minor.
Okay. Because I'm looking at my combat drugs. Another question. I was looking at rules for grappling, and I was looking at martial arts, and I was looking at 2-weapon fighting. Is there a way for me to grapple someone and use a pistol at the same time?
I would assume so. When you're 2-weapon fighting, you just split your dice pool between the hands. I would imagine it works like that. You would use 1 dice pool for the grapple and 1 dice pool for the shoe sting.
Okay. I think I'm going to try something crazy.
So this is a good game for crazy.
Yeah, let's get weird.
Guns akimbo?
All right, so I have all of these doses of nitro.
Uh-oh.
Oh, honey, no.
Ooh, I cannot endorse you using drugs.
Reetin's like, no, that's my nitro.
It's not good for you.
I also have kamikaze. Now, the difference is the nitro will make me much stronger, but the kamikaze will give me +2 to my initiative. A +2d6 to my initiative.
Hey, that's another major action.
Yeah. So I'm kind of inclined to take some kamikaze, and then I'm going to do some crazy shit here. So normally, because if you're drawing something out of anything, whether it's a weapon or equipment or anything else, it's a major action, unless you have the proper equipment or otherwise way to get around that. And I have my tactical vest, which is, yes, it's outfitted with a whole bunch of different sorts of pouches that give me quick access to all of that stuff.
Hell, it might even already be in an auto-injector if your suit's smart enough.
If that's the case, but I do not. So I have a quick access on my tactical vest, and I am going to, I think, as a minor action, draw, and then using would be a major, wouldn't it? The vector is inhalation, and the speed is immediate, so...
A minor action to rip the Velcro off your vest, a major action to flip the inhaler to the right direction and take a puff.
I am rolling the additional 2d6 now.
Oof.
It's average, kind of. Could have been better, but that's okay. And then I will remember to add +1 to my body, +1 to my agility, +2 to my strength, and +1 to my willpower.
All right, I have you moved in the initiative order.
Now, I will also move so that I am behind cover here. I will take aim with the two minor actions I have remaining.
Who are you aiming at? The goon that's outside, the one closest to you?
Yep, this one right here. Okay,
let's see. It looks like you got a pretty clear line of sight there. Yeah, perfect. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
I believe that will be all of my action economy.
Let's hear it for Lester Moore.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take cover behind this vehicle here and attempt to not to be seen. And then I'm going to swap my weapon. I'm going to ready a new weapon. I'm going to pull out my shotgun. And then I am also going to initiate a dodge. So, you know, watch out for somebody coming in.
Yep. Okay. And with that, we will go to round two. However, at this time, we need to cut our recording. We've gone too long. So tune in whenever the next episode is ready of Shadowrun Bug City Blues.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hey, bye-bye. See you later.
Hey there, Chummer. You ready to record this thing? All right. 3, 2, 1. Your go for, what was that again? Hard Box Sorority Podcast. Good luck, Chummer.
Hello, Ome, and welcome to the Hard Knock Sorority Podcast, a Shadowrun 4th Edition actual play podcast. My name is Paul, and I am the GM. The cast are Beth as Grace, a.k.a. Nightingale, Val as Ollie, a.k.a. Boxer, Veronica as Cecile, a.k.a. College Girl, and Kat as Deandra, no, a.k.a. Jandron over here, as we spin you a whiz little tale right out of the Tridio's true Shadowrunner origin stories. Four very different women from very different walks of life, thrown together and cast into the shadows. Listen in as they learn to survive and work together and find common ground. For one of them, this life is a significant downgrade, and they will not take well to it. For others, it is a calling. For another, they are drifting from the light into the shadows. And for yet another, the sixth world is an assignment, and the events they are being sucked into may be just the insight they need. The Hard Knock Sorority Podcast features ex-mercs whose history is catching up to them, a pony from Equestria on a mission from Celestria herself, a college girl who likes writing murder mysteries and snooping where she shouldn't, and a dryad ex-cop in Seattle looking for her missing brother. Life is interesting and compelling when there are differences amongst us. Who wants to live life as a clone in an army of wage slaves? So fire up your Tridio set or Trodenet and join us. We're happy to have you along and look forward to hearing from you.
So, that was it, Charmer. That's all? Alright. Fair enough. Good luck with that. Folks listening in, back to the good stuff.
They are first in the initiative order. Some things happen in places that I haven't revealed yet, so let me just move some miniatures.
Russell.
I'm going to put that there.
Russell,
I'm
going to
put
scurry, that there. Scurry, scurry. Russell.
And then next on the initiative order is this goon smushed between that display case and the wall. He's going to look over to that chair that Mo kind of pushed over when she hit over here. If I use my measurement tool, I think the only target he could really see right now is Mr. Moore. I'm going to have this guy do a minor action. He moves out from the building and gets into cover, like, in between the broken down pumping station and a barrel that was, like, it looked like it was being used for heat. And it looks like he's preparing to do some sort of action. His pistol's, like, waiting for someone to turn the corner. And then the one who was out here initially, not the one who just walked out, but the guy who was taking cover behind the car, is going to take a shot. We are within 15 meters. Pinch hitter, your defense rating is 10, correct?
It is. Give me just a moment, though. I want to take a peek at something before you start rolling.
Please do. Numbers have changed. Maybe stats have been updated.
So I have added the drug's effects, +1 to my body, +1 to my agility, +2 to my strength, and +1 to my willpower. And I just want to take a peek real quick here at the edge actions, because maybe I might be able to dodge out of the way.
Do some Matrix stuff, man. Your Sandestivan activates. Time slows down.
I wish I had one of those things.
Wired reflexes are probably the closest you can get, which is good cyberware if you can afford it.
It's also, extremely expensive. All right, let's do this thing.
All right.
My DR has improved from 10 to 11.
Ooh. We are still not 4 or above, so it is not a significant enough change for this particular weapon at this particular distance. However, that is good to know. He rolls to shoot, and he rolls a whole bunch of ones. It's not a glitch, but he does get two hits. Do you want to try to roll out of the way of that?
I got one hit on six die.
Before we proceed, did you want to spend any edge?
I only need one hit, right?
No, he is the attacker. You need two more hits.
I need two hits. Nah, let's do it. I think I can soak the damage. We're fine.
Okay. That is going to be 5 physical to resist.
I soak 2 out of 7 dice pool. What the hell is going on? Okay.
Let me think of where you're at right now. You're able to see that goon who just moved closer to the pumping station last time, the one who was inside before.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he pulled out a bottle instead of, drawing a weapon or whatever. That was his major action.
Okay.
Can I see what he's doing?
Yeah, maybe he's thirsty.
Oh, Mo, you absolutely would be able to see that. When he ran over to that barrel, he specifically did it so he could ignite a piece of cloth that was sticking outside of a bottle.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound good.
You guys better hightail it out of there. He's about to start some fireworks.
The guy inside, I'm going to have him evaluate who he could see, which I don't think is anyone. Maybe Pancetta, but there sure is a lot of cover there. So I think I'm going to do a move action, and then we will reevaluate. Not even a move action, a sprint action. That 4 hits, which means he's going to get 19 meters. So he gets into place with a major action. All right. Speaking of Pancetta, you're next in the initiative order.
So I'm going to move to the other side of the pump here so that I have cover from the two hiding behind the pump and the car. And then I have a good line of sight on the guy who has a Molotov cocktail prepared.
This is fantastic. I feel like I'm watching someone play XCOM.
All right, 97% chance to hit. Oh, you missed.
Yep.
Do I take aim a bunch of times and then shoot him, or do I shoot him twice?
Okay, do you want the math answer?
Yeah.
Shoot twice.
Okay, so I have 5 minors and a major remaining. So I will take aim, and then I will take one shot and then a follow-up shot after that. I start with 6 because you start with 2 and then I add 2 for each other additional D6.
1 for each additional D6.
Oh, okay. So it's 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could still do the 1 minor action to move there, and then you still have the 4 minor that you can turn into a major to shoot twice.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And this will be with my HKP-60 tactical pistol. This does a semi-auto burst.
Keep in mind how many you have in the magazine.
And then we'll do a follow-up with another 2 for a total of 5 shots. So it's going to be attack rating of 9.
Against his defense rating of 4, because of your position, he does not gain the benefits of the cover. So you get a point of temporary edge for these shots.
I got 5 hits out of 10 dice pool.
And to dodge, he got 2. Inflict damage with 3 net hits.
3 net hits plus the damage is going to be a total of 7. Oh, wait, I forgot to take aim die.
Go ahead and roll those 3 before we proceed. He rolled the soak 3 of that, so as long as you get 1 more net hit, it'll be enough to knock this rating 4 guy out.
Nope.
No hits.
He's still standing in there. However, that will be 3 boxes of physical, which will cause him to be -1 on his dice rolls.
Good.
And then we will have another shot. Same as before. This will be 4 hits out of 10. It's going to be additional 4 damage.
And he got no net hits, so you shoot him once, and he loses his defensive position and kind of gets cocked back. And then that second shot, it's like a center mass gut shot, sends him flying backwards. He is maybe not dead, but he's out of the fight.
To be clear, the first was 3 rounds, so pa pa pa, and then another 1 precise shot.
You have lit him up very, very efficiently.
Speaking of lit up, what happened with that Molotov? Is that just going to fall to the ground? Or?
It's going
to
clatter at him. If it's not used as... It clatters to the ground. It looks like the cloth didn't actually get caught just yet. Like he was waiting for the excuse to light it before throwing it. Because he watched the tutorial video.
They show it to all gangers.
Reeton, you are able to see from your camera feed that big old troll, he kind of like cocks his head up as all the sounds of all these guns going off. He's going to do a minor action to move over here, and then he's going to roll strength to try to rip this garage door open.
Ooh. I don't like the sound of that.
Brock Lesnar back there is trying to rip that door off.
Probably going to have to get out the bigger gun.
And he got no hits. So he moves over and he starts like... and he kind of looks over and the lock on the door is still engaged. He slides over and he kicks that off, but that's all of his action economy for this turn. So we go.
At least
to,
he didn't give himself a hernia.
Right. We go to lockdown.
I am going to, just to mess with this guy, turn the lights off in this area where that big guy is.
Go ahead and try to disable device.
Right, that would be a penalty.
Three hits out of a dice pool of 10.
It's two hits on the firewall test, so the lights shut off. Looks around, you see, what?
And I'm just going to keep my eyes on him. I'm not figure that my team here is going to be able to take these guys out, so I'm just going to keep an eye on that guy. I'm also going to say under the subvocal mic that the big guy is trying to get out, but looks like he's struggling with that door. He's just not strong enough.
You give everyone a push notification. That's the feed from the camera. If they accept it, it just shows him. Oh, man.
Looks like lockdown trying to open a can of pickles.
Put it in a GIF that just keeps repeating. It's cracking me up.
Save that for after the run.
Put that on all the monitors.
Lockdown.
Afterwards, we have River Bear.
Yeah, I think I'll do a targeted sensing to gain more information on that special four-legged non-human thing back in the back area, if I remember right.
Go ahead and give me another sensing roll. Okay. I will tell you exactly where it is.
Where? Oh, back in here. All right, so I do my astral intuition. I got six dice pool. I've got wounds supplied, so one hit. General state of the subject's health, whether they're healthy or ill, general emotional state of subject, happy, sad, angry, or etc., whether the subject is mundane or awakened.
It is sick, as in, like, you could see that this thing is just a home of infection.
Oh.
When you see healthy people, their auras almost radiate and glow. This thing, it's like the opposite of that.
Almost like it's...
pestilent.
Like the source of pestilence?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Its state, it's very happy.
Oh.
The kind of happiness you get when you're offered a nice big meal.
Oh, okay.
And it is most certainly awakened.
Okay, all right. All right, friends. We've got a magical creature of pestilence here. So watch out in the back room. There's a magical creature. It's got mojo. I think that's all I'll do here.
I'm going to have the guy who failed to jump over the desk. I'm going to give him a perception check. He got a whole two hits. Yeah, he looks at the chair for a second. He's like, well, that was weird. And then I'm going to have him do a minor action to move, a minor action to take aim, and a major action. We're going to shoot Lester.
Come get me. I do have cover.
Lester, you will get cover from this. First off, what is your defense rating?
Right now, it is an 8.
Let's take a shot. There is no edge either way. And is that a glitch? Oh, it was one away from a glitch. So close. He will attempt to shoot you, Lester. Go ahead and roll dodge.
I would also be adding, because I did a dodge, I'm adding my athletics, which is 2 additional. All right, so out of 10, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits.
Very good.
Yeah.
You see him aiming at you, and you immediately spring deeper into cover, and you hear the bullet slam into the engine block of that car.
You can't bring me down.
Moira, you are next. Invisible, inside of the actual venue, you see people aiming weapons at your friends. What do you do?
Oh, lordy, lordy, I'm gonna have to kill some people, aren't I?
Kill again. Do it.
And so now, I have a knife, and close range is 6.
Against his defense rating of 4, there's no edge either way.
8 dice, 4 hits.
You as the attacker win. The attack damage of that knife is 2. And then, what is your strength?
My strength is 3.
He soaks one of that. You stab him.
All right. You drew on blood.
He's like, what the frag? Fragging stabbed me. Afterwards, we have Lester Moore. You hear screaming from inside of the gas station.
So I was looking to do a major action and sprint. Dice pool 7. I got 2 hits.
This guy's got a good command of that area. You sure you want to do that?
It's a firefight either way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let Lester play his character.
All right. Run into danger, friend. Go. I hope the best for you.
I'm good in danger.
It'll be okay. We'll see a new Lester next week. Mama Moore takes up the mantle.
All right, so I'm going to run because I got 2 hits.
Coming out of retirement, adventure son.
So I'm going to, I guess I'll wind up right here. And then I will attempt to take cover and dodge once more.
All right.
It is so.
Hey, Kit, I would like to do something.
What would you like to do?
I want to spend an edge and increase my initiative score.
You may certainly do that. Would you like to do that?
Yeah. It's only one edge, and it says that you can do it anytime during combat, so got a little extra rush of adrenaline.
We have moved on to round 3. We have this guy back here. Mo, you don't even need a roll. Your cyber ears are picking up the sounds of heavy thudding against a door.
Oh, guys, we got some heavy company.
Boom.
And you hear that somewhere in this area.
It's okay. You brought heavy company.
The kamikaze timer ticks down, and Panchetta's turn. Light someone up.
Do I have a good line of sight to Lizard Boy over here?
He has cover, but you do have line of sight.
Okay.
And I was thinking this would be like cover two, figuring it's heavy, thick metal.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that would go both ways.
Correct. Right. Right. Well, you both have cover is the more appropriate way of saying that.
All right, cool. I know what I'll do. I, as a minor action, am going to holster my pistol into my quick draw holster. Then, as another minor action, I am going to ready my tactical sling, which has my FN-93 Praetor. And then I will take my two remaining minor actions and take aim at Dumboy over here that has a slash wound in his leg. And then my major action is going to be one shot.
Yeah, we're 27.5 meters away. We're good. So defense rating of 6 against your attack rating of, what was it, 9?
This is my probably most tricked out. We're at near. Attack rating is going to be 18.
Ooh, you're going to get a point of edged.
All right.
Damn.
Those drugs, man.
I didn't know it goes that high.
And I am going to shoot him with a dice pool of 12 and hit him with 3. The damage is going to be 4. Oh, I forgot my aiming again.
Do you want to roll that?
Yeah. I got another hit out of that.
Okay. With that shot, is it a single shot or a burst?
This is a single shot.
A single shot, you hit him like the center of the chest and he goes flying backwards. Moe slides awkwardly against the ground, but he's like heavily wheezing and grasping at his vest because he's only rating 4. Okay, I'm going to remove him from the initiative order.
That is going to end all of my action economy.
Taking out an opponent, that's pretty good.
Good.
With one shot. But that's only because Moe stabbed him.
Speaking of Moe, on someone else's turn, you hear the sounds of more like heavy thudding and thunking in the same area. The person who is the furthest one from here, he is going to, as a minor action, move to a new position. Panchetta, you're going to get shot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got 2.
So go ahead and soak 4 physical.
I only soak 1. I am...
You're not looking so hot.
I'm a little less than half.
I have faith in you guys yet. The next goon, the one who was taking aim before... He's going to see Lester's fancy moves, and he is going to... Lester, what are you holding right now, a bat or a gun?
I'm holding a shotgun.
Okay, yeah, he will take aim, and he will shoot at you. Go ahead and dodge 6.
To which I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. You know what? I'm actually going to use some of my edge, and I'm going to turn this 4 into a plus 1. So I'm going to use 2 edge for that.
The bullet hits the barrel that you're standing right in front of. Gives a loud, satisfying ricochet sound.
I'm so smooth.
That's what edge is for. All right, the big guy in back. I'm going to have him try to open this door again. He does not succeed. Oh, man, this guy is not rolling so great.
What's going on?
I'm going to take a clip of that.
That's the way the game goes. All right, Lockdown, would you like to do anything on your turn?
Oh, you know, that my team seems to be doing pretty good.
We've taken a few hits. I don't like that.
I can't really help any of you guys with that, though. Lights are still off in the front, right?
Correct. They have not started yet, although it looks like everyone's been identified, except for Mo.
Okay.
Right.
And she's back here, where it's still lit up anyway. I'm going to turn the lights in the front to help Lester, because I know Lester doesn't have Cyber Eyes or anything.
I appreciate that. I don't have cyber eyes. I got regular eyes.
I turn the lights on. I rolled 6 hits on 10 dice. I turn the lights on.
You most certainly do. There is no chance for it to fail. The lights turn on and they're brighter than they've ever been before.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, River Bear, you're next.
Betcher, are you going to be okay? Do you need a heal?
Yeah, I think that I'll be okay. Those are the ones you should be worrying about if you're going to heal anybody.
I guess I'll go astral. All right, guys, I'm going astral.
And then as a minor action, you can go anywhere within like 5 kilometers or something like that. So pick your spot.
All right, so I go astral. And in between the wall, and there's a rat thing?
It does indeed look like it is another devil rat. It's probably not the same one that Reetan saw the other day, but there's a chance, I guess.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's guarding this back area. And then here in the room...
You could see that there's a pretty sizable hole in the wall where it looks like someone or something is just, like, through brute force or otherwise.
Broke through.
Mm-hmm. Your mini might be in the way, but there is actually a hole in the map here.
I'll move aside here just to
show. Yeah, okay, I see it.
And then this bathroom is just full of bodies. People have been like, give me an astral perception.
Astral perception, sure.
No, you wouldn't be able to see this on astral. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, the real world is hard to make out a lot.
Right, you could see like cold silhouettes of where there should be
right,
presence. Like
human-shaped mounds, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to kind of see right. details like what I was going to tell you, but you can identify there's a whole lot of bodies there. The rat kind of looks up at you, like as you fly by, it looks right at you.
Oh.
And then it goes back to eating its meal.
Right, which is a being it had dragged through this little hole. Gotcha. Okay. Might be an incidental creature or something here has drawn it. I ponder these things.
These are good things to think about. Lockdown, you do notice that River Bear goes like completely limping back.
I have a question. Huh. In the future, I have a spell called Mind Link I can sustain.
If you're astral and have that, yes.
And then I could Mind Link information I see to one team member.
Correct.
Okay, got it. But it's one of my sustain spells. Okay. All right, thank you.
Mo, you're next on the initiative order.
All right. Is there any way to get into this room I'm next to? This little black block north of my mini? Yes, right there.
Yeah. That's a wall that you're seeing there. So if you go 5 meters, you're then free to, you know, move out normally.
Okay.
Do you want to do just a walk or do you want to sprint in there?
I'll just do a walk and kind of stay in cover. Maybe go about here.
Let me reveal what you see. It does indeed look like it is a kitchen, but it also doesn't look occupied right now. The sounds of the banging that you were hearing, it sounds like it's right on the other side of that central island that you're using to like crouch behind right now.
You'd probably hear the big guy trying to break out back there too. Yeah. You can go try to fight him.
Ooh, I don't know. Stab him. For that. I don't know if I'm equipped for that, bro.
You can do
just
it.
Just use your edge. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this in the comms to everybody. Guys, I'm going to just admit it. I don't know what on earth I'm doing here. What should I do here, guys?
If you see anybody, you should kill them.
If you ask me, I think you should go find who's in trouble and help them.
And then kill them.
You can either move into flanking position. It would also allow you to take a flanking shot on this guy to the south of you in the firefight, taking out another enemy.
You know what? Let's do that.
And then who do you want to shoot? Both of these guys are not getting cover from where you're at. You're shooting straight through a broken window. They don't have anything to hide behind.
Shoot the lizard dude.
That's not a lizard. It's a blavaclava.
Looks like a lizard. He's a lizard.
It's a green blavaclava.
A green baklava?
That makes sense because they got pistachio.
Delicious.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, but yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is your weapon's attack rating for the second of those five slots?
Let's see. Do. 8.
Against their defense rating of 4, they don't get the cover from where you're at, so you get a point of edge for this shot.
Nice.
I suggest you use it because I keep getting it and I forget to use it.
Okay. 8 wow. dice, 5 hits.
So this guy is going to try to dodge your 5 hits, and he got 2 hits. What's the damage of your pistol?
Looks like 2p.
Oh, yeah, 2p.
2p plus your net 3, he will soak 5.
Nice.
And he gets 2 hits.
Oh.
He takes 3 points of physical damage.
Yeah, that's a good solid hit. He didn't have any defense against that.
All right. Lester Moore, it looks like your ally has joined in another firefight.
I'm going to get out from under my cover here, and I'm going to do a move action and take cover, and then I'm going to take a shot. Close range is 9.
9 against 4, you'll get a point of edge for this shot.
Excellent. I'm going to call him a Tofurky Tom.
Of course it's a Tofurky. What else would it be? A Tofuck? Oh, wait, no. Don't call it that.
Of a dice pool of 11, I got 3 hits, but I'm going to use that edge up. Let me see what I rolled.
You got a couple 4s in there.
I will use the 2 to make that 4 or 5.
Okay. 5 plus your net 1 turns it to 6. So he got 2 hits to soak 6. He is down for the count.
Ooh, he got blasted.
There we go.
Between you and Mo, he can't take any more of that. Mo, no need to roll a perception roll. You could hear the sounds of banging coming from the north of you. In that little, like, kitchenette area, it's on the other side of that little center island.
Okay.
Kamikaze ticks down. Pancetta, what would you like to do?
I have my submachine gun at the ready. I've taken out one fool already with that. I don't currently have a target, so I'm going to go to assist mode. So I will bound ahead of her by jumping over the counter, attempting to do it all super slick-like, and arriving right outside that kitchenette area so I can provide a little bit of covering fire for her if necessary. Out of 12, I got 6 hits.
Not only do you make it, you do a little like cartwheel vault over.
And a wink. I wink at her as I go over.
Show off.
How did she do that in slow motion?
I either do it cool or not at all.
That's a good policy. I like that. Yeah.
That's how I operate.
Pancetta has gotten into position. All right.
Sounds like we got some more company.
Oh yeah, this guy over here. I believe this guy already had his weapon out, so we will continue to use that weapon. It's a Colt Manhunter, big old pistol. 10 meters, that'll put us in the near category. Lester, I think you are about to be shot. How do you feel about that?
Wouldn't be the first time. My defense rating is 14.
You are going to get a point of edge to resist this.
Oh, yeah.
As he goes, blam, blam, blam. All right, go ahead and roll reaction plus intuition to dodge this shot.
I also have a cover, and I should have my dodge activated as well.
You will get both of those for this shot. There's both a car and, like, a majority of a gas pump in the way. So, yeah, you have cover.
Ooh.
I don't see anything there. Just a 1.
Yep, I see a whole lot of nothing. So I should use that edge. I'm going to reroll one of those. To which I got a 6.
Hey, all right.
He succeeds with 4 hits. Can you soak 7, sir?
Oh!
I only got 1 hit. What are my rolls here, though? I'm going to use my last edge to reroll one of those 1s.
Go for it.
Nice.
With a 5. I got 2 hits to soak. Ouch! Ooh, that smarts.
And then, if you look on him, he's looking around at all of his friends, and he's going, oh, jeez! And then he's going to do a minor action to move 10 meters to get to the exact opposite side of the car that you're using as cover. This big old troll is going to try once again to open this gate. I feel so bad for this. It's not like his strength is bad. He rolls like a chump.
Yep.
All right, let's give this a shot.
He's clumsy.
There we go. He heaves, he hoes, he struggles, and the door is opened. And then he does a minor action to start moving out.
Thud. He's coming around the corner.
Lockdown, you were last on the camera in that room, if I recall correctly. You just saw him start leaving the building. You could probably see like his shoulder through the outside wall there.
Yeah, I can. I saw him break that wall down and go outside, so I'm going to mumble over the sub-vocal microphones and say, hey guys, that big troll that was locked up is no longer locked up, so maybe hurry the heck up or one of you can take him out. And then I'm going to make sure the car is turned on.
Yes, the car is on. That is not a problem.
Perfect. And just making sure, plotting my route out of here.
All right, River Bear. Still got a massive headache. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better here in the astral plane, right? So I'm up here, and I'm going to check over in this room and poke my head, maybe this corner here, to see what I can see. Oh.
Let me take a moment and describe things as you were walking through those walls.
Yeah.
Into the other bathroom you went into, it looks like that one is probably the ladies' room. It's pretty spotless. There's certainly not a whole bunch of dead bodies in there, so if you had to choose one, I would say use this one.
Right, okay.
The first of the two other rooms that you could see, it looks like it is probably like a freezer, and you could see that there is a awakened humanoid who's like huddled up in the corner, like it's got a weak life sign left to it. Its astral signature, although there, is pretty weak.
Right.
And as you float into the room, it looks right at you.
Uh-huh.
Terrorized. It starts, like, quivering.
Okay. Now, I rolled my Astral plus Intuition, dice pool of 6, but because of my wounds, I rolled 1 hit.
Yeah, you could see that they're injured, they're scared, and they're probably exhausted. Mo, you are next in the initiative order. Lester just got shot pretty bad. He's like, covering his chest.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, I think... Is there a path into the room where River Bear is other than the way he went?
Yeah. Going over the ledge, and then back this way, there was a door right here.
Okay. I figure I'll move into this kitchenette area just to get a better view of things. Maybe behind the island for cover, and then I can kind of peek over it.
Sure.
Pancetta, you ready to cover me if I check out what's behind this door?
Yes, it'll only take a few turns, but then I can do that.
Okay, I'll take aim and then reserve any other actions that I have.
And then we have Lester. You just got shot, bud. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. Strong as hell. Or strong as heck, as Lester would say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to initiate my dodge and take cover, and I'm going to attempt to fire through the window while saying, Excuse me, do you have any fancy mustard? And then blam.
Go for it. All right, what's your attack rating for, I'm pretty sure we're close here.
My attack rating is at a 9.
Against defense 4, you'll get a bonus point of edge for this. No, he's got cover, so that'd be 5. You still get a bonus point of edge for that. You're good.
All right. Looks pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits.
He got 4 hits. As it turns out, he did not have any mustard.
No mustard.
Lots of ketchup, though.
Tons of ketchup. It's coming out of his pockets.
No ketchup. This is Chicago. We don't do ketchup around here.
That's right.
That brings us to round 6. Let's call it round 6.
Sure.
Mo and Pancetta, you could both hear the sounds of like heavy banging coming from the other side of the door. And then Pancetta, it's your turn. Supposedly, there's a troll coming to the east of you.
Yes. Hey, Lester, how are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm fine. Living in the moment!
You know there's going to be a big troll coming, yeah?
Big troll?
I told you earlier.
Sorry, I got swept into the moment. Yeah, I remember now. I remember now. No big deal.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead here with Mo, and then if you need help, you let me know, okay?
I'll let you know.
So my regular movement is 10 meters, is that correct, Mr. GM?
As a minor action, or 15 plus net hits as a major action.
So, guesstimating, I'm looking around the corner here, around Mo's shoulder.
Do I need to scoot over?
No, I don't think you do.
No, you can move through your ally.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. But you gotta say, oh, first.
Of course. We're in the Midwest.
100%.
I'm guesstimating it's gonna be about 15 meters from where I am to the door. I'm gonna use my major action to sprint. That's going to be a 3 for a total of 18 meters.
Okay, you get into position the other side of the prep table.
Yes.
Flanked by 2 massive swinging style doors. You could see like through the glass, what do you call that? The fogged window or whatever it is where it's hazed. You could see 2 humanoid figures that look like they're doing labor.
Can I see what kind of labor?
Like throwing heavy things in front of the door.
Oh, okay. They're probably barricading the door.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Can you hear a heaving and a hoeing?
You can hear both a heaving and a hoeing.
Well, that's how you know.
So yeah, it sounds like that we might not be able to get in through this door. There's a barricade here. I can hear them. They're throwing things against the door, and I don't think that we can get through so easily.
But if there's a will, there's a way. And if there's a wrecking bar, there's a way.
Ah, wrecking bar? I have one of those.
There's a door to the east near the air hockey table. There's another door to the east where that troll was.
Okay.
Thanks, Decker. Good information to have.
Absolutely.
All right. The person that is on the other side of the door, one of the two, minor action to move. I'm going to start putting some stuff down.
Would you mind, like, putting some tokens or something in front of those doors to show them barricades or whatever?
How about this? I think it gets the point across pretty well.
Yeah, that works.
What a square.
Okay, the door has been barricaded.
Thank you.
The big old troll, he's going to take his turn.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts storming down the alleyway that flanks this building and the nearby one.
Street veteran, huh?
Aw, jeepers. Maybe we can talk.
It looks like he's pointing that pistol at you, Lester. But before he could shoot it, lockdown gets to go.
Well, it looks like that troll's coming up as I'm putting in my GPS. I got nothing, nobody to hack. I got nobody to hack right now. That troll doesn't have any cyber eyes on him, probably.
This guy definitely has cyber eyes.
Oh, maybe I can try to brute force into his cyber eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I definitely...
Ooh, that's good.
I definitely hacked his system. I had a dice pool of 12, and I hit 7.
And he got 4 hits to resist that.
Wow.
All right, guy, I'm going to tell the gang. All right, I hacked the troll.
Cool.
Riverberry, unable to hear any of that. What do you do?
Well, let's see. I now return to my body. Wake up. Oof. There are 2 guys behind the wall behind Mo. They're barricading the room behind them. They're going to be difficult to rush. They're also going to barricade that room behind where you're going. In the back
okay,
here,
so...
I'm just giving you a real quick report. No questions. Body's back here in the back left, and our quarry is in the freezer. She's not going to last long. She's really cold.
Oh, no.
So we better get over there quick.
And there's a demon rat eating on a body in the back here where all the other bodies are.
Ew, gross.
That's the report real quick. I don't think I have time for questions.
We'll let questions be asked on their turn. Right. Mo, you're next.
Thanks, River Bear. But I'm thinking...
Oh, wait. Is he in range of you? Ooh, yes.
You could probably get a shot off at him.
Yeah, big target.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go for it.
He won't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you guys are good.
It just said, okay, damage is 2p, and then I go over to, you said the category that, I mean, the column that says N, near is 8.
He attempted to dodge. He got 3 hits to dodge, so it looks like you are going to succeed with 1 net. So your damage is 2. He will roll to soak 3. It looks like you shoot him, and he just, like, you can almost hear the sound of metal scraping against metal as the flechettes just tink off of him. Which is to say, he's successfully soaked all the damage.
Aw. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, sidle up here. Have my weapon ready in case somebody shows up. Or, you know, the troll notices maybe, oh, who threw a pebble at me and comes back?
Pink. It looks like the troll's looking at all of his dead friends right now. He's got his pistol drawn right at Lester.
It's all right. I'm going to try diplomacy.
Speaking of which, it's Lester's turn.
Yeah, he probably didn't even notice that you were blinking at him.
Lester, it looks like you've done a move action. You are now directly to the wall of this building.
I'm going to do a move action, and then I'm going to initiate a dodge, and then I'm also going to attack using diplomacy.
Shotgun diplomacy.
Yeah, that's what I named my shotgun. I named it diplomacy. So 5 hits.
Dude man got 1 to dodge that. So go ahead and that's going to be 5 against 1. What's your damage plus 4?
5p plus 4 makes 9p.
Oh. He got 2 to soak that. He was 1 away from a glitch. And this guy's rating 5. So you shoot him with a shotgun from 7.5 meters away. And the wife beater shirt that he's wearing just has a big old like buckshot style hole. And you could see he's bleeding both a mix of like troll blood and whatever the hydraulic fluid that runs all of his cyberware uses, and he falls to his knees.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
Good shot, man. Well done.
I'm gonna blow the smoke from the edge of my shotgun like a whoo, and I'm gonna say, it looks like diplomacy worked.
Okay. Well done.
Yeah, good, okay.
The person over here is going to do a minor action to get closer to some junk, and then going to start putting some junk over there. And the kamikaze timer goes down. Pancetta, feeling good. You're feeling like you're not anywhere near ready to crash from that.
No,
just
nowhere.
Just remind you, this door you're moving to is blocked.
Mm-hmm. So with this new information, it sounds like I have to double back yet again.
No one said it was going to be easy.
Nope. Let's see, getting a guesstimate. I know I need to use a major action to sprint and make my way all the way across the counter again. So I will do so. And for my sprint, I got 2 hits. And that will put me right at the end here. Well, shisa. I guess there's not much else I can do at the moment.
This guy's dead. I'm going to remove him from the initiative order. Lockdown, you are free to hack those eyes if you
want. I think I've been forcefully kicked from the troll.
Oh, it looks like the eyes are already not responding. How did that happen?
That's weird. All right. From what my friend told me, could I do a matrix perception to see if there's somebody who might not be a Decker, but somebody who has just a bunch of cyber stuff on?
Yeah, there might be devices running silent. Go ahead and do a matrix perception. Give it a once over.
9 dice pool, 4 hits. Doing all right today.
Yep. You could see that there's like, across from what you could see before, like the people who are barricading the doors have comlinks. You could see, I think they have cyber eyes too, which they also have cyber eyes, if that's something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then to answer what you were asking, back here, yes, you could see like 5 or 6 comlinks. It looks like they're all doing like data transfers. You could see like the bits of data streams going to a center device.
Ooh, track those.
Ooh, okay. So I would like to... I'm going to do a brute force, because that's a minor... matrix perception is a minor action. So I can do a major action to try to brute force one of those comlinks.
Do you want to do one of the ones that's being siphoned from, or the one that they're going to?
The one they're going to. 12 dice pool, 4 hits.
Attacker wins.
Cool. And I'm in. Not much I can do from here, but monitor the system.
With your admin access, you can see that it looks like they're downloading things like contacts, GPS tracking location. He's scrubbing them.
And now I have all that information.
Because dirty. That's why they have to scrub.
All right, River Bear, what would you like to do?
Okay. Well, guys, I'm still having a hard time back here. Just beware of that double rat. Do you want me to come out and start plinking through walls or something?
If you're not feeling well, go ahead and sit there and defend Lockdown. Make sure no one messes with him.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
If you're not feeling well, don't go to work. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Just take the day off.
If you or a loved one you know might have Krieger Strain 3, please quarantine yourself and await the appropriate Ares representative.
It's okay, River Bear. I'll do all the talking.
I'll just keep my armor spell and my invisibility spell going.
You're doing perfect with that.
I'm doing good work. Okay.
Yes.
Mo, it's the weirdest thing. You shot the troll, and then a second later it fell over.
Well, I like to think that I heard Lester's shotgun, at least.
Yeah, you heard diplomacy. Diplomacy were made.
Can I see Lester from here?
They're powerful words.
You might not be able to see Lester. You probably saw a shotgun barrel sticking out, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's, exactly. Like, right at the precipice of cover there.
All
right. But you did see Pancetta run quickly past you. It looks like she's going towards the auto body shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would cover your friend here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is I'm going to follow Pancetta.
Yeah, follow her.
Yeah, so it seems like that we can't go either forward or on the left side of the building, so I am going to go through the Autobody shop.
Okay.
Now that the troll is gone, I heard Lester using work of diplomacy. Very successful, yeah?
Yeah, I talk good. I'm a good talker.
a reverberating success.
I talk to him real good.
So yes, I think that we need to get this hostage, and the only way is going through the Autobody shop.
Okay, well, I'll follow and cover you then.
Yeah, if you can make it up here and pops this door open, that would be great help, yeah.
Okay.
She says while standing right in front of the door, she's like, I don't have the action economy.
I literally cannot open the door.
And so it's a dice pool of 8-3 hits, and you said, did you say I could use that to try to run up ahead and open the door?
Yep, with your 18 meters, you can move right next to the door.
Okay.
And then you could pop it open for her.
Okay, sounds good. That's what I'll do.
The door is popped.
Woo-hoo.
You move back to Lester Moore, still right. Blowing smoke off the barrel of diplomacy.
Lester Moore is going to do a minor action for a move, a minor action for a dodge, and I'm going to reload my weapon, and then I'm going to end my turn.
Yep. Ka-choo, ka-choo, we are ka-choo. Moving on to round 8.
7, here, eight, 8, 9,
10. It doesn't matter. All these numbers are just made up anyways. Some stuff happens in the place that you guys can't see.
Oh, cool stuff.
Kamikaze ticks down. Pancetta, the door has been opened for you by a mysterious invisible force.
Yeah, and I think that it's my friend who did that.
What do you do?
Could be a haunted gas station.
Attack that square.
No, she's invisible, friends. God. Oh, man.
I think instead what I'll do is make a bolt for the door down here. Can I see if that is open?
That door is not open.
Oh, okay. All right, let me make a sprint for it.
Go for it.
I got one hit, so that'll be 16 meters, and that puts me right in front of the door. I have 4 minor actions, because I'm all kamikaze'd up.
Open the door. Close the door. Open the door. Close the door.
You got to open it just right, and then I will take aim and then open the door, and then I have 2 minor actions, which I will probably end up using either as a result of doing that or very soon.
As it opens up, this looks like it was one time like an employee lounge. There's some lockers. There's some storage space. Most importantly, what you could see from your corner there is somebody, it looks like they're currently bleeding out, lying on top of a table, and there is blood everywhere.
Oof.
He's not really moving or anything anymore. You're probably going to need to get closer to get a better feel for exactly how he's doing, but even from your 12 and a half meters away, it doesn't look good.
All right.
You could also see in the corner there that there is, you could probably see one of these guys. You can probably hear both of them, but see one of them. They are really in a hurry trying to pack things in front of doors. The door that Moira was on the other side of has like lockers, water jugs, somebody put a chair in front of there, and the other one is quickly getting into the same sort of state.
Do they notice the door open?
You're not invisible, right?
No, I am not.
Yeah, one of them will turn and be like, wait, those aren't ghouls. This is all fragged up, man. He doesn't have like the action economy to do so, but it looks like he's ready to draw.
So I have 2 minor actions. I am going to save those.
All right, you just want to hold on to those then?
Yep.
Groovy. Next, there's a person here who you can't quite see. They are going to do some sort of movement action and be like, this is all fragged up. Blam!
Can I see him from where I am?
No. No, you cannot.
Okay.
You could hear him. You could definitely hear
him.
Okay. All right, I will dodge it.
Yep.
My armor rating is a DR11 right now.
Ooh, that's high. Yeah, you're going to get a bonus point of edge for that as well.
Sweet. And then I'm going to add my athletics into that roll.
Yep.
And on a dice pool of 10, I got 4 hits.
With 4 hits, a shot whizzes right past you, and that's his action economy. Lockdown. GPS says it's found the quickest route back home. What do you do?
And I start up the car. No, I'm going to... So I've hacked that device in the back. It doesn't look like there's anything I need to do to just grab all that data.
The route and everything?
Yeah, just take everything.
Copy and whatever's streamed. You could see it in the matrix, the funnel point of all those devices going into his. There's another separate data stream that just goes right into your device. And you're not doing that silently, so at that point he gets a notification that his network has been compromised.
Okay, works for me.
Yep, you're getting tons of, like, text messages with coordinations. It looks like they're tracking resources. Lots of things about water here, certainly. Lots of things about, like, transfers of inmates, gangers who were wanted. Probably never had to do too much thinking on how a ghoul gets its food before. And maybe you're happier that way. Anyways, we will move on to...
that dark note.
Riverbear.
Okay. Well, guys, I'll just sense again, just the general area. To keep an eye on any incoming that might appear.
Astral Overwatch?
Astral Overwatch, yep.
All right. And Mo, what would you like to do?
Yes, I'm still backing up Conchetta here, so I'm trying to find a good place I can move to have cover, but then I can still take aim. Yeah, like right here. But that's a long way to move.
That is a bit of a long way to move.
I mean, I think my best bet is just to, do the 10 meters. And then I'll just draw my weapon again, have it at the ready.
Yeah, reserve everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Lester Moore, you're next in the initiative order.
Oh, yeah. So, in order to look cool, I am going to do a sprint.
I would like to see you try. Preferably in the form of rolling dice.
At a 7, I got 4 hits. 19. What I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to drop prone, and then I'm going to stand up. As a minor and a minor.
Slide in.
Yeah. Because I'm all covert ops, you know what I'm saying?
Lester's been playing too much Call of Duty Amazonia.
I do a roll that's completely unnecessary.
Rolls around the corner, slides up.
And then that'll be the end of my turn.
All right, you're in position.
I got invisibility cast on me for you guys to be doing all these crazy tricks.
That's right.
Lockdown. That device that you were hacking into gets shut off.
Oh, no. Did I get all the data or some of the data?
Yeah, you were able to successfully get the copy of the data that they were getting.
Oh.
And then this guy can't actually go as far as I want him to because he needs to open a door.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be that person who you guys don't know who I'm talking about. It's Action Economy. And then there's a person down here. Looks like they could see you. It looks like you could see them.
I would say she has cover.
Oh, definitely.
Conchetta definitely has cover.
All right. I will also try to dodge it as well.
And he's going to say, we were just trying to clean our streets. They're going to all overwhelm us because of the likes of you.
The likes of
us. And then he's going to go, blam, blam, blam. And you're going to get a point of temporary edge for this.
Holy shit. Okay, I got 8 hits.
As a bullet that looks like it would have been a headshot generously misses you. Whew. Damn, you real good.
I knew I was going to need those minor actions.
And then your kamikaze timer ticks down by 1 and you are free to retaliate.
All right. I will begin by returning fire. This one to the left first, or to my right, rather, and then to the left. Since I can combine my 4 minors for a major. I will use burst fire on both of these attacks. And how close are we?
5 meters, it looks like.
So close is going to be an attack rating of 10.
So you are going to get a point of temporary edge for this.
And then I will shoot. All right, still going to be 6 hits out of 12. My damage is going to be 6.
They are going to soak 2 of that. These are rating 4 chumps, so he's not dead, but
yeah.
Looks like he's down for the count.
And then I'm going to go, ha, so easy. And then I'm going to turn to the other one, and I'm going to give him a glare and do the same thing.
Then, once again, you get a temporary point of edge for this.
Okay.
He starts sobbing. He's got, like, snot coming out of his nose. We were just trying to fix our community, man. We were trying to fix our community.
Wow, I got the same. I got 6 hits out of 12, and using that edge, I do not gain another hit, so still 6.
Didn't you just roll a 5?
No, I rolled a...
I did roll a 5. Yeah, so that's going to be 7 hits.
He got 5 hits. Alec Asoak. He soaks 2 of that.
I would think center of mass would be the best place, right, so just course. Right that's in the fucking training. Torso. 4 rounds each, center mass.
That's training.
They both fall over. They each look at each other. One grabs the other's hands. We were just trying to
help our
make
community.
It a safer place.
Cleaning up the streets, man.
Yes, kidnapping people is not the way to do this.
What you guys did was wrong. Just wrong.
Well done, Panchetta.
Dankeschön.
All right, this guy is out of commission. Lockdown.
All right, well, I see that there's one other person with cyber eyes right here, I think.
Yes, he does indeed. He has cyber eyes. He has cyber ears, you could see.
Maybe brute force into that guy, too.
Let's take this guy captive.
Now you're thinking like a Shadowrunner.
I'm going to brute force into his local area network. I can't really take him captive, but I can assist.
No. Team.
Dice pool of 12, 7 hits to brute force into the local area network, whatever it is.
He got 3 hits to resist. Yeah. Looks like you're in.
And then that is all I can do for now, because that's a major action. There's nothing else I can... Yeah. And we'll see what happens next round. It's, you know, he might just immediately go offline again.
Yeah.
If he's smart, he'll turn his eyes off before you brick them.
Well, we'll see how smart he is.
Riverbear.
All right. Can we capture this one alive, guys?
We do take prisoners.
Let's take this guy alive if we can. We need to question him. Other than that, I will continue Overwatch.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do with him.
Moira, would you like to try to talk this guy down?
I was trying to decide if I should do that or just go for the person we're trying to recover.
Yeah, we need to get her out of there.
Yeah, we should focus on the mission. But we could talk to him.
That may be the best way. Get him to surrender.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Throw it on a weapon.
Yeah, ask him to chill out.
He won't see you, but you can see him. You can...
Okay.
Yeah, so you can just then do your magic. Face Mancy.
So I think more for show than anything, I'll have my gun drawn. I don't necessarily want to make this like an intimidate check, but it's kind of like I'm being cautious kind of thing. But yeah, that's right, he can't see me.
No, so it's really just matter. Your voice.
Sorry.
An intimidation is not a bad call. Tell him to chill out.
I would even give you a point of bonus edge on an intimidate roll, right. Giving the situation.
Right.
Okay. I'm kind of tempted just to straight up say, you know, this doesn't have to get any bloodier if you come with us. So then I guess that would be athletics, con, electronics, influence. That's what I was looking for, that's not persuade. 11 dice, 4 hits.
Nice.
So you're successful in whatever it is you want to convey to him.
This doesn't have to get any bloodier if you come with us willingly.
He goes, all right. Both you and Pancetta. Oh, and Lester, I guess he moved up. You could see he throws his Colt Manhunter and a stun baton to the ground, and it clatters next to his dying friends. He's like, all right, you let me take care of my boys. No one else needs to get shot up. You're not even ghouls. What the hell's going on?
Yes, and you're the ones who fragged it up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like from here, too.
What's the ghoul's name again that we are trying to find?
Weaver.
Weaver, okay. I'm going to grab him by the shoulders with both hands, and I'm going to shake him viciously. And I'm going to say, we need to know where Weaver is. Show us.
This guy looks, like I described to Reetin, pretty heavily cybered up. He's got like cyber eyes are like quickly adjusting, trying to analyze the massive Lester Moore that just stormed in front of him. I don't know what its fragging name is, but I assume you want the ghoul.
I'll shake him twice as hard. And yes, we want the ghoul. Show us. Show us where they are now.
Most of them are in the bathrooms. I don't think you're going to want them anymore, but we left one behind. We figured some of its kind had come back for it, but Fraggins, what are you guys doing here? We're on the same team.
I'm going to shake him some more and go, why? Why did you do this? Why? We're not on your side. Why?
Go ahead and roll influence if you want him to divulge such information.
That's going to be a dice pool of 9. That's going to be 4 hits. How could you be so... callous. There's a thick vein throbbing in the front of Lester Moore's forehead.
Listen, man, we call ourselves the Red Blood Cells. We're just trying to take care of the ghoul population. We see them coming out of their little burrows, getting further and further out of their territory. Look, man, we're all family people here. We have kids. We have wives. We don't want to see them disappear because a ghoul's got to eat. Does that sound fair to you? We still have our humanity. They gave it up a long time ago.
Well, sir, I think you're a racist.
I don't think ghoul is a race, but I get what you're trying to say. And you're damn right I am, whatever that is.
Let me get you some literature here. I'll pull a pamphlet out of my my inside pocket and be like, ghouls are people too, is what it says in the brochure. Ooh, here, take a minute and look at this, you know. A lot of people make this mistake, but here, you really should take a look at this. But we don't really have time for this, because we need to find Weaver!
Listen, you want that fragging abomination. She's down south. Put her in the freezer. Although, I'm not sure if she's still alive. We fragged her up pretty bad.
When he says that, I'm going to initiate a punch. Dice pool of 12, I hit him for 6. I don't care much for your comments, sir.
And I think a melee attack is 2S. You hit him, and you feel like your knuckles collide with steel. Some sort of implant, that is.
Okay.
He just looks at you like, come on, man. Really?
I already surrendered. There's no need for that.
I just don't want him talking like that.
Lester, you're making me a liar. I told him we weren't going to be violent anymore.
Oh. Well, let's find... The mission is to extract. Let's focus on the mission, soldiers. We should handcuff this guy to a radiator or something.
Does anybody have handcuffs?
I do not. You can lock him in a freezer, though.
I do.
You may do so if you wish. Well, I don't like where this is. First, you're going to lock me somewhere. Next, you're going to release that thing. I don't like this.
Let's get Weaver and let's get out of here.
Is that the end of combat, then?
I mean, unless you keep on sucker punching him. It doesn't seem like he's interested in continuing combat.
Okay.
I don't want to keep hitting him.
Good, because it seems slightly unethical.
You do know you committed a war crime.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, this is a bad man who's hurt. I'm trying to extract someone who's hurt. Ghoul or not, it doesn't matter.
Go open the door and get Weaver. I know, Pancetta, you said you had some of those trauma patches. You think you could stabilize Weaver if she's in that much danger?
Oh, yeah. Kind problem.
You turn your head and you do see that there's another door unbarricaded that looks like it's a big old freezer door. And somebody has put a padlock on it. Does anybody have lockpicking skills?
Oh, it's like you actually want me to go do something.
Well, that, or you could try using diplomacy with it.
I think we can have a little conversation.
I have lockpicking skills. I guess I'll run up there.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to get out of the community to hustle, you know, I can always
drive the hustle
just...
up here. Drive the
yeah.
hustle
Oh,
up,
yeah.
Up
if you'll
here.
Excuse me, I'll be right there. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Beep, beep. No, I'll walk up there. I assume we're not going to do this in turns, so...
Yeah, we don't need to do this in turns.
I don't think I've ever found a door I couldn't smash.
This is going to be rolling engineering, and then perfect. The DC is based off the rating of the rock. So the lock, so I'm ready for that.
13 dice pool, 5 hits.
5 hits? Within, like, 3 seconds, the padlock is popped open.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah.
Easy, got it. There you go. Have fun. I'm going to go back to the car. I don't feel comfortable here. Oh, by the way, you have nice cyber eyes.
The person who's surrendered is like, you guys are going to frag and harvest my parts and use me as ghoul chow, aren't you?
We would never do that.
I would.
Anyways.
Let's open this door.
And without further stalling, the door is opened.
I open it so hard.
In the back of this refrigeration unit, you can see a ghoul who looks like they've been... They're not heavily bleeding, but they definitely look bruised up.
Are they conscious?
Just barely. Like, they're reacting to you opening the door, but it looks like they've accepted their fate.
I'll ask, Weaver?
Yeah? Let's just get this over with.
Weaver, we are the quilt of safety that you have been requiring. Please, we're here to help you.
I don't think I trust you, but it... It's bleeding out in a freezer, I guess.
We're gonna get you out of here.
I don't got the option to question it. So who the frag are you supposed to be then?
She stands up and, like, braces herself on the nearby wall.
I'm gonna stand up and, stand up extra straight and put my chest out and my hands on my hips and say, I'm Lester Moore. Pleasure to meet you.
I mean, if you really are here to help me, then I'm afraid that's the one thing I can't ask you to do. I mean, unless you already are infected with the Krieger strain. I mean, it's only gonna end one way.
If that's what you desire, let's get you out of here.
She gives you ample warning that contamination with ghoul blood is one way to catch ghoulification.
I rolled a biotech plus logic, 5 hits to know about ghoul blood and all that.
If you could get a way to either, whether it's, you know, a pair of gloves to, like there are mundane ways to go about preventing bodily contact. But I'll leave you guys to brew on this problem before I give you the answer. Or not the answer, but another answer. Let's see what kind of solutions you come up with.
Oh, in the shop, there's got to be some big, like the tarps they put over cars or like a big blanket.
Yeah.
That's the right idea.
Be like, hey, put this on, especially if you're going to ride it in the car with us.
Why don't we contact our Mr. Johnson and let him know that we have her safe, but we need someone to come pick her up with more capability. That's an option, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I gave you guys the comm code, but that certainly is something that he wouldn't, like, withhold. So, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'll give the call.
Okay. You pull up the contact in your comm link, you give it a ring, and it seems like they might have been expecting a call. They answer pretty immediately.
This is Dante.
Hey, Dante. So we have a weary ghoul here who doesn't want to ride in the car with us because they don't want to infect us. But we got Weaver for you, so if you want to send a car.
You got Weaver. That's fantastic news. If you guys have the situation under control, we'll send an envoy shortly.
All right, perfect. Sounds good to us.
With that, they'll be able to safely transport. She's not worried about infecting people who are already ghoulified.
Oh, that's good.
She can't express enough. She's appreciative, but she doesn't want to infect people who are, like, going out of their way to help her.
That's very nice. Yeah, very kind of you.
I have a question.
I'm glad we saved you.
I understand that ghouls have a bad rap, and there's a reason for it. Your community is different. Can you explain to me how? Does your community take what it needs? Or does it get it through voluntary exchange?
We try not to overextend our bounds.
Try?
Yeah, try. Look, if people are going to come hunting after us, I don't really feel the need to keep them off the menu. But we certainly aren't going out of our way to invade other territories. We know how to mind our own fragging business.
Yeah, this group was after you. They just thought you were just rabid ghouls.
She spits on the ground. She says,
look, I didn't even want his brains until he started pointing a gun at us. I mean, trust me, it had nothing to do with appetite and everything to do with standing our ground.
Well, I can sympathize with that.
We're from Haven, and we're here to help.
Ah, Haven. That explains the good deed.
Perhaps we can broker some peace. Maybe there's just a big misunderstanding among your clan and theirs.
These guys? The red blood cells? Yeah. No, this wasn't a misunderstanding. They were out here to do exactly what they wanted to do.
What's up with that name? It's kind of a dumb name.
You guys literally gave me that name.
It's like blood or something.
But yes, that's what this anti-ghoul community gang calls themselves, the red blood cells. Even though white blood cells are the ones that fight infections, but hey.
And they're against the bloodsuckers. This is irony all over the place.
Well, they're the ones with the blood, and they want to keep the blood. You know, that's probably what it's about.
Keep it pure.
Right.
As they are
all
cybered up.
Yeah, I don't appreciate the racism.
The heavily cybered guy in the back is like, exactly. That's exactly what I'm glad you get it.
Don't be racist.
It's not a race.
Look at the pamphlet.
Where are you getting all this paper from?
It's around.
It's recycled toilet paper.
That's why he laminated it. He didn't want it to go bad.
I only have a couple of these.
As long as nobody's going to start a fight with this guy, he gets in the surrendered position on his knees with his hands behind his back.
Okay, that's fine. We'll leave him on the map.
And an otherwise actually pretty nice sports car comes riding up. Somebody comes out who looks like they have like a medical gown on.
Mm-hmm.
The medic comes out. They introduce Weaver. They get him onto a stretcher. Somebody starts tending to them in a way that's appropriate for a ghoul. Now, all these people are ghouls, so none of them are going to like be infected by their friend.
Right.
I don't mean to say this to be like mean or nothing. They don't seem to care about you guys at all.
Okay.
They are able to safely get them there. Damien comes up to you guys and is like, I knew when I reached out to Dan Johnson, I was reaching out to the right guys. He passes off Riverbear I guess it would be a solid black data chip. And it has, according to my notes, 22,000 Nuyen on it.
Ooh. Divided by 5?
Does that sound right?
I'm going to put a new roof on Mama Moore's house and the community center.
I gave myself the money, but we can all leave now. I think we're good. I don't think there's anything for us to take, except for maybe that air hockey table.
If you guys can make the room for it, you guys can take the air hockey table back.
Yeah, does the air hockey table work?
I can fix it.
Roll edge.
Lockdown, roll edge. You're a tech.
Zero
guy.
Hits.
Use that edge.
It's not working. However, it's not like
irreparable.
Yeah, you could probably fix this.
Yeah.
We can tie it to the top. We have any ropes, but I think we should get out of here.
All right, yeah. 22,000 Nuyen and an air hockey table. That's not a bad
payday.
That's
not bad.
Not bad.
You know what else isn't bad? Is Mo getting a point of karma for being able to infiltrate forward. Got some great scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Was able to give Pancetta Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's call it 2 points of karma.
Perfect.
And know what else is great? Pancetta should get 2 points of karma.
Yay.
1 point each for taking out those two guys who were just doing it for the community. Hey, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does.
You know what else is great? Lester getting a point of karma.
All right.
Not just one, but 2 points of karma even.
Whoa!
One for taking out the guys in front, and one for taking out the troll on the side. You know what else is great?
I can't imagine.
Reeton. Lockdown.
It's Riverbear. Riverbear getting 2 points of karma. Without his astral overwatch, we might not have been able to properly prepare for what we were getting into. And I think that's everyone who gets karma, right?
Yep. That sounds about right to me, yeah.
No. Lockdown will get 2 points of karma, too. After all, without lockdown, we might not have known that the big old troll was even there. Mm-hmm. Imagine if that thing got the jump on you guys.
That'd have been bad. Okay.
And then, what the hell? It took us 3 sessions. I'll give everyone an extra point of karma, too. So 3 total for everyone.
Nice. Works for me.
And with that, you guys are free to do whatever you wish for the rest of the evening.
Let's head back to Haven.
Yeah. Let's first stop by a stuffer shack and see if we can't get a set of new paddles and a puck for this air hockey table.
Okay.
And as the community hustle van pulls off screeching tires into the distance, we will tune in next time on Bug City Blues.
Bug City Blues.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Bug City Blues.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, chummers.
Bug City.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Bug City Blues to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for any promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Bug City Blues in any official capacity whatsoever. So please don't sue us.
She spits on the ground. She says, I didn't want his brains till he started pointing a gun at me. Trust me, I could control my appetite. I just particularly hungry for assholes. Ew, that didn't come out right.
So you're into butt stuff.
I'm just particularly hungry for jerks. Uh-huh.